to spend 99.9% of our time on Jews, but we only, you know, we're only spending half our time on that, because I just gave a boiled down, very brief history of the Islamic invasions from the time Muhammad created Islam in what is Saudi Arabia today until the Crusades responded. And there was at least three or four times, you can look this up, where the Muslims got all the way into Italy, took Sicily, took all the south of Italy, and got, it was city-states then, got all the way up to Rome, and that's why the Vatican's got 200-foot walls, because first they were like 50-foot, but they almost fell. So finally, the Pope sends an emergency message to Western Europe and says, you understand what's happening, we have to do a crusade, we have to launch a counterstrike, and this is you know, around 1200 and so, and then expands out, and then Hollywood tells you, and you know, all these you know, huge production movies that we're so mean, we're here attacking the precious Muslims, we're doing all this. And then, of course, you've got Turkey over here, and you've got Constantinople, and that was the when Rome fell in 410, when that's right around the time Islam rose right around them separately, but the different Germanic tribes conquered Rome, overhead shot, I'll show everybody. They come in and you know, bring all this down. Well, right around that very same time, Islam is forming. Okay. So then Rome moves over to Turkey and to Constantinople, that is now Istanbul, and the Muslims attack it hundreds of times over 200 years, 300 years actually, and finally bring it down. So these are just some snapshots of Greece conquered, kick the Muslims out. Conquered, kick them out. Kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out. Why do Greek women on average have black hair? Because the Muslims. Okay, I mean, this is literally the history of Europe for 1,000, well, now it's 1,500 years, being attacked. And it's Islam, 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 taking the eastern part of the Roman Empire. Because when the Alaric, the Visigoth chieftain, conquered Rome in 410, it all just turned into wilderness and collapse, and the Germans and the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths, just went back to where they were from. But that's not what Islam did. It continued to expand. And so into the vacuum of the fall of the Roman Empire comes Islam, and so for almost 900 years, after this, Constantinople, pull up the fall of Constantinople. Pull up the death of Muhammad to the fall of Constantinople. It's like 800 years. I'm going from memory here. Let's see if I'm right. Now, again, they go and buy all these cannons from European manufacturers and developers to be able to finally breach the walls, and they had traitors inside to take it down. And then hundreds and hundreds of years after that, in 1453, and then look up when Muhammad died. Look it up for yourself. That's you know, like 1,000 years before, 800 years before. So this is what's been going on forever. And I'm moving quick here, so I'm just going from basic history, all the factoids. You look it up for yourself. But I'm giving you a basic roadmap to look up. Just teleprompter free. So you got like 800 years, 700 years, whatever it was after Muhammad's death. Yeah, the fall of the Roman Empire in its eastern part that survived. But right around the time the Western Empire falls, about 150 years after, that's when Islam comes in. So that's the reality here. And I just gave you a basic breakdown of this. But here's the good news. I'm going to go to your calls after this, but I'm going to tell you about the La Reconquista. And I'm not talking about the left in Mecha. I'm talking about the real La Reconquista, or the reconquering, when we come back. And that begins now.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. faster, louder. Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger, a beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him, fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Right now, I'm a little more quiet because I'm on the quiet side of this race. But I'm going to tell you that once November 4th comes around, I will tell the story. The story is not just, that it's random that Zohran ascended to this place. It is our Muslim American communities. And I'll also say that it's Muslim money. The PACs that have supported Zohran, or a particular PAC that has supported Zohran, it's probably over 80% of Muslim American donors in this country, high net donors, grassroots donors. And I want to make the point that the Unity and Justice Fund PAC, which is the CARE Super PAC, was the largest institutional donor to the pro-Zohran PAC in New York.
And I've got countless videos of Islamic leaders in Europe and the U.S. just last month. And we played a lot of them saying, oh, we're going to conquer now. Muhammad was wrong to do it by jihad physically. We do it by jihad politically. They also have jihad informationally. So the Reconquista in Spain, the Reconquista, Spanish and Portuguese for Reconquista, reconquer, or the fall, was a series of military and cultural campaigns by Northern Christian and Muslim ruled, which was previously been part of the kingdom before the Muslim conquest of 711. Again, they attacked, they invaded, they took 80-plus% of Spain. The Reconquista concluded in 1492 with the capture of Granada with the Catholic monarchs of Spain, thereby ending the presence of Muslim rule in the Iberian Peninsula. The beginning of the Reconquista traditionally dated from the battle approximately a decade after the Muslim conquest of Iberian Peninsula began, in which an army of kingdom achieved the first Christian victory over the forces of the caliphate since the beginning of the military invasion. By the early 11th century, the caliphate of Cordoba endured state collapse into a series of petty successor states. The northern kingdoms advanced further against these fiefdoms and often made them subject to the projection of the racket system. And then it goes on through it. But it took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for them to take back Spain. So the Muslims invaded. The Muslims invaded. And they took the men and killed them. And they took the little girls and women for sex slavery on record. And they took them and sold them all over. And they raided Italy. They raided the south of France. This is all on record. So let's go to Spain here and the La Reconquista in Portugal. So this is the beginning of the Crusades. Rome almost falls repeatedly to Islamic invasion. Let's show those huge walls around the Vatican. That was all that's left. They took Rome repeatedly. But the Vatican had its big giant walls able to hold them off. So the Pope orders all the Catholics in Western Europe, you better come invade. You better attack back or you're done. So this is our culture. This is who we are. And who held out without, who were Orthodox for 500, 600, 700, 800 years, hell, until now, 1,000 years, that was what is Serbia today. So Bill Clinton goes and bombs them, hands over a third of the South to the Muslims, does all that. Think about what's been going on here. Think about the fall of Constantinople. Now Istanbul. Their blue mosque. That's not a mosque. It's a church. It's a Catholic church. So they're expanding. They're invading. There's 2 billion of them. They know, oh, we're so hospitable. Oh, we're victims. Be nice to us. And not all Muslims want to expand. They're not practicing Muslims. They're backslidden. They're not following the Quran. And you go all over the Pacific Ocean, all these islands. Look at this overhead shot. All these islands, most of them are Muslim. Why? Because they had pirates. They had slavery. It was from all these different Barbary states in Somalia, out robbing everybody all over the Pacific, going out, taking over, selling the slaves. And they do genetic testing all over the Pacific of these people. And they go, oh, yeah, you're Spanish. You're white. Because your families, your ancestors, were loaded on slave boats and shipped all over the Muslim world. And I'm giving you a very basic history here. A very, very basic history. And we hear all day about after the Reconquista that concluded by 1492, that's when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and he was Italian, and they said, we're going to cut the Muslims out. This slavery thing's a big business. We already have maps from other explorers that actually proven all this, not just Leif Erikson, but others. There have been many, but the reports came back. Well, he had all the maps. He went to Queen Isabella and he said, we can run slaves out of Western Africa and we can go grow sugar cane to make rum and sell that to the world and tobacco. So you hear about Christopher Columbus all day from Mondami and from AOC and, from Ilhan Omar, whose family was the ruling slave rulers of Somalia, right here. Well, they were just cutting in on the business. Europe wasn't in on the slave trade. It was banned after the fall of Rome. And Rome didn't want African slaves for whatever reason. They had German and French slaves and Austrian slaves. They could never conquer Albion. That's why they built Hadrian's Wall right up here. And they actually in their book say, these British and these Gaelics make bad slaves. So this is all what went on. And then, and by 1800, England banned slavery, launches a 10-year war to ban all the countries doing it, and attacks Spain and Portugal, everybody, to ban slavery. In the Caribbean, where you grow the sugar cane, and in South America to make the rum. So see, but see, the left knows people don't know basic history, and you could spend decades learning all this. You could, I've read hundreds of books on this. It's so fascinating. You learn all about this. There are Muslim colonies all the way, all over the Pacific Ocean, all over the place, everywhere. They're missionaries. Slavery. Right there. So, I'm going to your phone calls now, but I thought we should spend some time on other expansionist forces here today, and we just did that. But it's time culturally for the West to understand, if you don't stand up for yourself, you will be conquered. Stand up culturally. Stand up financially. You just saw the Islamics saying, we are funding Mandami. We are putting him in. You had so many Jews that have been refugees funding the Islamic invasion of Europe and the fetish to be anti-Europe. And finally, the Jews went, whoa, the Muslims have taken over government all over Europe. They're kicking us out. We better go against them. Let's become Republican. And now the left comes in with its operatives and says, no, be pro-Islam, be anti-Israel. It's the power attacking you. Well, it's doing stuff too. Let's cut Israel out of controlling us. But it's Israel's more precision and more wealthy and more manipulative, but it's not a few million of them. And they're all fighting with each other. They're not unified under Islam. Sure, you have Shiites and Sunnis fighting with each other, but for jihad and for conquest and for Muhammad's expansion, they are unified. There's not 2 billion Jews. They're not putting Mandami in right now. Let's talk about Soros, who isn't a Jew. He's allied with the power, the control. He's against the West. His specialty was crashing pension funds in Europe and bringing countries down. He hates Europe. He loves the Muslims. And this is all an oversimplification. But compared to what you hear, it's incredibly complex. I could spend years explaining every part of this. I'd have to pull up the textbooks, the history, know it all, because I remember all the basic facts, but I'm just giving you my basic boil down. So check everything I said. Because the general dates and things get blurry, but you know, as the crew pulling it up, I'm generally right. We were attacked by Islam for 700 years until we even lifted a finger to fight back. Because, you know, letters come and most people couldn't write. And you're hearing, yeah, this country fell. You've never even seen a map of it. Okay. All of a sudden, they're in Western Europe. All of a sudden, the Pope gets scared because 3 or 4 times in 100 years, they almost took it. They barely held the Vatican with its 200-foot walls. And the Pope, who'd been paranoid of Western Europe, a lot of their kings weren't wanting to follow his orders. He went, emergency, I order you. Come to our aid now. And you had the Crusades. You had people on boats and horses travel thousands of miles into the desert. And they had to go through all the countries conquered by the Muslims and all the fortresses we built. And died millions. It took decades to get to the Holy Land and say, sign deals, stop attacking. And what did Thomas Jefferson do? Ran against military expansion. Ran against foreign entanglements. But when the Barbary pirates were robbing, enslaving all over, he sent the Marines in and crushed them in 3 years. But only when the Vatican was about to fall, only when Poland was falling, only when Muslims were invading Germany and Austria, and only when Muslim slave ships started showing up in the English Channel and trying to rob the King of England's ships did he go, because the multiple popes begged for help for decades. Only then did they put on their war helmets and go out and do it, because they had to. And that's the same place we're at right now. Don't think just because we're getting our ass kicked and overrun, we're done. The minute we decide to stand up, and that doesn't mean blow up our own world trade centers for Israel and then go invade and blow up the Muslims, then open borders up and flood us with them. No, that was part of a larger plan. It's sick. No, only when we shut our borders down, only when we stand up for our own culture, only when we, like Europe's doing, banning the burqa, only when we reassert our power of our sovereignty and our land do we have a guarantee of victory. But you got to stop caring what people think about you. Because believe me, you can't go to some Muslim country and preach the gospel. They'll hang your ass. They'll cut your head off. Now, are you glad I talked about Islam today? You know you are. You're intrigued. You want to know more. You know all about every weird, diverse Jewish custom because you obsess over it all. Hundreds of factions. Great. Spend 20% of your time on that. You better spend your time on Communist China. You better spend your time on AI. You better spend your time on Islam. You better spend your time on the big enchiladas. Because quite frankly, I've seen it and I've done it. Prosperity, a future, the West, stopping this Christian fight with Jews, Jews fight with Christians. We better come together and we better knock it off and we better get organized or civilization itself is going to collapse. And that's what Trump represents. It has to stop. It has to stop now or we're screwed. And that's, you know what I stand for? A future. Stopping nuclear war, just like Tucker Carlson. Yeah, Russia's sending hypersonic missiles to Venezuela. You see how this is going? Oh, we better not talk about Venezuela. You know, you're covering up for the Jews again. Again, you're mental midgets. And Netanyahu trying to suck us out of our pivot to China and trying to end our Russia war to make himself a center of attention is a major threat to civilization itself. And Israel only caring about its interest is blind to the fact the interests are all connected. When I say Israel, I mean Netanyahu. So when Netanyahu was trying to destroy our foreign policy, I went after him hard and he attacked me because at that point he was getting in the middle of what we're doing that is a way better policy than he pulled out of his ass to stay in power and popular. But I only go up against the Israel lobby when they are doing something horrible and wrecking us directly. When you only obsess on that, you blind yourself to everything else that's going on. Grow up. I know it's a lot of homework. Or you might just listen to people that know what they're talking about. You can spot check the stuff I've said. You'll find out it's all true and worse than I told you. But Russia's been invaded by Muslims for 1,300 years. And the Huns. And the French. And the Germans, and oh, let's go start a fight with them. Do you know the sociology? Do you know the anthropology? Do you know the history? I do. I can talk to top Russian ministers and converse on their systems, their ideas, and they say, how do you know more than even our other ministers? How do you know us? Because I know history. It's fascinating. And I stand with the West and the survivors. And as the West, classic West, has been overrun, Western Europe, the greatest assets we have of Western culture left are in Eastern Europe and Russia. Russia is a brain trust. Eastern Europe is precious to the West. The arrogant Western Europeans would look at the Slavs and say, well, because you've been overrun for thousands of years by Huns and Muslims, and because you don't look exactly like us, and because some of you have dark hair, we say you aren't Übermensch. When they were the Viking Übermensch that... Now you know the truth. Step into your birthright. Step into who you are as the West. Anybody that wants to join us can adopt the Western ideals. But recognize the West is superior and join us or be destroyed by the hordes. Your enemy is not the West. Your enemy is the fact that you have not embraced it. Who's up next? Let's go to Leo in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a pleasure to speak with you again, brother. I think you're hitting it all dead on the head. I mean, I'm seeing the Islamification of Minnesota, and it's soon to be New York. I mean, you go over south where George Floyd Square is, and they do the Muslim call to prayer. They even go into these
stores. They blast it at 6 a.m., pissing in our faces. They blast it at 6 a.m. and at midnight.
100%. Not only that, they're getting into the prison system and they're radicalizing the blacks that are inside the prison system to adopt Islam. And they're converting them over from these gangs, because I believe these gangs at the end of the day will stand with the West and they will stand with this country when it all falls down. So now they're radicalizing the blacks inside of the prison to get them to support the whole Islam
ideology. And all
you got
to do is read to those black convicts the Quran saying blacks are raisin heads. I mean, you realize 100%. The Somalis don't see themselves as black. They see themselves as rulers, because they are. They are the ultimate slavers.
And the Somalis out here in Minnesota, they can't stand the blacks. They come here, they look at them as lazy. They look at them and they laugh at them and they refuse to assimilate. And the destruction of this country is coming from the inside, radicalizing the institutions and pushing all of this on the young and the youth. And, I mean, it's sad to see it catching, but ultimately, I think there's so many people that aren't active, and that when it really hits the fan, these people are in for a big surprise.
No, I agree. If I got to pick one thing, and there's a whole bunch of Jewish sects, and I've studied it until it gives me a headache. I know more than the people who claim they do. They got mad at Titus for sacking Rome when the Jewish zealots killed a whole bunch of Romans and kicked them out. The Romans would destroy anybody that got in their way, okay, back when they were tough. And the rabbis then after that, it's not the Torah, it's not the Old Testament. Their new thing is pissed off at Europe, and they see Europe as the Rome because it destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD. Jews have got to get over that, and a lot of them have, and they've got to just 100% come join the West. But again, it's the globalists manipulating with Islam, trying to cut that off, because if they do that, we are screwed. And this civil war between Christians and Jews has to stop. But Jews like Levin and Shapiro know exactly what they're doing. They're playing a double game, and they're igniting all this, and they're more dangerous than the Muslims. And how dare them attack Tucker? So this is sophistication, folks. This isn't light-level stuff, okay? And so I tell the Jews out there, you need to signal you're on board. I tell the white supremacist people and all their Jew obsession, you need to stop that. We need to stop it. We need to have a cultural treaty to defend the West and admit it's a heavy influence of Judaism. It's a big part of it in the Bible and all of it in Abrahamic religion. And we just have to do this. It has to happen. But down this road, with all the leftist Jews, with Islam trying to sabotage the West, we're screwed. And then the Jews will have nowhere to hide. Communist China's not going to take them. Islam's going to kill them. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
100%. And people need to realize that the globalists are just using psychological warfare to pit these different groups on each other with radical Islam.
While they take over with the AI.
100%. 100%, Alex. Can I plug the iodine real quick, Alex?
Sure, go ahead.
I think the nascent iodine, I still think it's probably one of the greatest products you've ever had.
No, it's sold out. We can't produce it in InfoWars. We can put out fake iodine. It's bound. They're not the real thing. Everybody says they have atomic. They don't. We have it. Bigley's coming out with it soon. So just send another email to Bigley. Tell him, get on it. All right. God bless you. Appreciate your call. All right. More calls. Casey, Omar. Oh, we got a Muslim. Omar's up next. Stay with us.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. It has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to. And I'm not a doctor. It's not a medical claim. But people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is. But it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The Western Roman Empire fell in 410 to Alaric the Visigoth, chieftain. Then what remained of Rome and Western culture ran to Istanbul, and it stood for hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years and hundreds of attacks by Islam. Then, what, 600 years ago, it fell. All of Europe has been under continual assault from Islam. And now traitors within our governments have brought in Islam. And they believe out of the crisis that this causes, they'll be able to set up a police state to referee the division. But in the end, with 2 billion Muslims and then having average 7-8 children apiece, they will end up conquering. And the Muslim you know that's your doctor or your professor that's a nice person, whose wife doesn't wear a beekeeper suit, he'll be thrown off a building along with you. So I don't hate the Muslims individually. But I tell you, other than communist China and the whole AI globalist death cult, it's one of the main threats. And because so much of the Western globalist nerve center is Jewish and a lot of it involved in this, the left now knows to direct at that to create a right-wing civil war in the West to divert from Islam. Cut off Israel's money, cut off Israel's power domestically, cut off its expansionary aims. But don't destroy it. It's not going to go away. It has nuclear weapons. Don't trigger the Samson option. Defuse the situation. But 20 million Jews or whatever it is worldwide against 2 billion Muslims. and the West completely paralyzed in political correctness is a recipe for total, complete disaster. So, here's my problem. I don't shy away from exposing Islam because I'm scared to do it. It's so bad, it's so voluminous every day when you're actually researching that I want to cover AI, I want to cover Communist China, I want to cover the Satanist above it all. But it also becomes an all-consuming thing. So we have to balance this out and cover every issue. I need to cover AI more. We know what's going on there. We need to cover all of it. And that's my pledge to you is I've done a pretty good job, but I need to focus in on all the major pillars here. But at the end of the day, without God, we're totally screwed. I mean, just today they released new Arctic Frost documents where they had Trump's cell phone illegally. They got it. The Biden emails, the Obama emails, they were running it all. We already knew that, but I mean, that Comey was the leaker, which we knew. He's done. We got to remove that group of scum. They don't think long term. They think about their power now. They don't care about a generation ahead. They care about what they can do now. Well, the Muslims think long term. The Chinese think in 100-year plans. And you can say, though it's different groups, I don't want to say one group, the Jews think long term. We have to think long term. You can be black, white, whatever. If you support the West, you support God, you support freedom, start thinking long term. I've been on air 31 years. That's nothing. I've had high-level CIA go, man, you've been patient. We saw your plan. How'd you do this? And I said, well, everything's a long game. I can't really affect something now. When I'm on Access TV, you know, in 1994, but I can believe in humanity and know this plan's so evil. If I just expose it and build an audience, they'll see, and as it unfolds, I'll have credibility, and then we can rally and beat it. And I did it. And I'm just a guy from Texas. But I'm a man of the West. And I've historically been given a birthright of so many gifts of the Holy Spirit. All humans are given different gifts by God. Every race particularly is known for having specific gifts, but there are people in every race that have gifts that are in all the races. But I've been given gifts that I meant to use of strategic understanding and of over the horizon understanding and of clairvoyance. And I intend to use it fully in the service of humanity. That means everyone. But not at the betrayal and destruction of who I am. And the not pride, but the office, the property, the deed, the house that I am in. I will not betray my ancestors that invented the stock exchange and conquered England 1,000 years ago and launched the 1776 and launched the Texas Revolution. I will not take that birthright of pro-human revolution and flush it out of the toilet because I'm told I'm being mean when I am the one under assault, when I am being conquered, when I am being dominated. But I will do it from a place of love and Christ-like energy and open hand to everyone. But all these other groups are part of their conquering system. So you must oppose them, whether it's Islam or the Likudniks or any of it. Choose the West, America first, the pillar of the West. Join us now. The tent's big. And certainly look at what you're trying to get into. Oh, you'll conquer it, then you'll control it. No, you'll destroy it. And it's been Westerners advocating their responsibility and turning over the keys to the technocrats, the globalists, that have done this. Because the globalists don't want any hope for anybody. They want to destroy the West. Because you can't have a system that's superior under a tyranny, or everyone will adopt that and see a difference. There'll be a control group. All right, go to your calls. Randall in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term Sodalitas Interna?
Is that Latin?
Yeah, Latin for the group within, the inner society. It's like you keep saying that too, and I'm going to sharpen this to a point. It's a group within all of these groups. It's what we call the deep state. It's not the Jews.
100% what I was taught. 100% my uncle, who is highly decorated Vietnam, special operations, everything. And he would explain to me, he said, it's rings within rings. It's a secret group in control of all the major groups. Exactly. And if you read a lot of philosophy, exactly. So go ahead.
Yeah, they control the city of London and Wall Street. They appoint every head of every central bank around the world. It goes all the way back to the East India Company and the royal family in England. The deep state has always existed.
And that goes back to when Rome, when Western Rome fell, a bunch of them went to Constantinople, but the others went to Scotland and then settled in what is Britain today. Absolutely. Talk about the black nobility.
Exactly. The European Union was never a union. It was always a cartel. A cartel for the Hydra, the deep state. It's got its tentacles everywhere. It's not, you know, the LGBTQ. It's all different saturations of tolerances for Satanism, pedophilia, and vampirism. You know, the Muslims invaded Vlad the Conqueror, and what did he do? He put poles up their asses, you know?
And King Charles' original royal bloodline is Vlad the Impaler.
The CIA was created in 1947, right? Israel was established as a state in 1948, and Mossad came right after in 1949. It's just like what they tried to do with Ukraine as a satellite state in Russia. They're always against Russia, right?
Thanks for the call. Great points. Casey in Michigan, you're on the air world. Oh, no, Scott, I said Muslims ahead of the line. I just keep forgetting. I'm sorry, because I tend to look at whatever caller's the oldest. And I apologize, Omar. I said I'd go to you first, and I just kept forgetting because I just normally look at the oldest call. We'll go to Casey in a minute. Omar in Connecticut, who says they're a Muslim. Go ahead. Give us your take on this.
I don't know.
I'm all right.
So I'm going to surprise you right now, man. I am a religious Muslim. I read my Quran. I follow my religion pretty well. And I did agree with everything you say, man. So the thing that I feel is the problem that needs to be that we need to focus on is if you come to the Western countries from different countries, do not push your ideologies and your culture onto them. You either follow them or somewhat like try to adapt yourself to it, or just don't be there. I'm an American, man, and I'm another thing that I really wanted to talk about, which really is important to people understand, is that in Arabic, as the language, the word jihad means using your whole power and will for something that is good and is to God.
And what, there's four forms of jihad, right?
No, there's a million forms of jihad. So I'll give you a couple examples. There's jihad at work. If you push yourself maximum power every day, pushing yourself to be good at work, and the only thing in your mind is I'm doing this for God and my family so they can live good and for my job to stay up and not go bankrupt and shut down, that's a form of jihad. If it's you're jihading your time, you're using your time, all your time for the good, to raise awareness, to help people. That's jihad at work. Jihad at war. I'm an American. My jihad at war is defending the United States and its people, because this is my land and this is my people. And I don't care what religion is against me. If you're shooting at my people, I'm shooting back. That's what I call it.
Well, let me raise this. Let me raise this to you. Just like on average, and I was brought up a Protestant, but I was never brought up anti-Catholic. The point was, I have found Catholics in general are heavily engaged against abortion, tyranny. They're great people. Then the Pope is like a huge globalist, the last Pope too. You know, it's terrible. And you got Vatican II, all that. I've met a lot of Muslims in high school, college. I was friends with, lift weights with, you know, friends with. They were really pious, smart, great business people, totally nice. And their moms and sisters weren't wearing beekeeper suits and all this. My point is, I would say then you're not Orthodox, Shiite, or Sunni, because the Orthodox groups are the ones that want to enforce that. So Muslims come in, they're nice people, but behind it is the radicals. Behind it, you know, is the controlling system. My only issue to all of this is that now you have the left allied with Islam, and it's a very dangerous situation.
That's the thing, Alex. They're not allies with Islam. They're using Islam the same way in the East, like in the Arab world, how the Jews look. Oh, all the Jews are bad. No, it's a specific group. Like the last caller said, it's a specific group within the group. People are using the Islamic faith as a scapegoat. Islam, the word Islam, comes from the submission to God. You cannot submit to God and start killing his own creation. You, just like anybody else, are his creation, and he is the one that calls the shots, not you. All right? You're, as a Muslim, and this I'm talking to you, I was born and raised a Muslim, Sunni Muslim, okay? I follow the Sharia that everybody's scared of, because the Sharia that they use, that they use here, or what they so-called the Sharia, is not the Sharia. It's not right. It is, does not make sense for an actual Muslim, for a true Muslim. The reason,
well, I think it's fair to say there's a lot of diverse thought in Islam. Thank you for the call. All I'm saying is it's been Islam expanding, it's been the West contracting, and so people of the West need to be aware of that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you. Now, I shot a report this morning on geoengineering that's very powerful. We're going to premiere here in a few minutes. Be ready for that. We just posted on X if you want to share it. Ben in Oregon, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good to hear from you again. I just wanted to add that it appears to me, based on my research, that that the cultural war and everything that we're seeing with the Islamic extremists and whatnot has been co-opted by the communists. And that's who's using Islam to keep the distraction off themselves.
Oh, I totally agree. Western Islam is allied with communists.
Yep, 100%. And are you familiar with the book Unrestricted Warfare?
Yes.
Written by the communist generals in 99.
Yeah, in China.
Yes, yes. And if you read that, we seem to be under that plan, so to speak, with the cultural war, the psychological war, the economic wars, and the proxy wars. You've got the messaging now coming from the left and the jihad is the West is oppressive, capitalism is evil, traditional values are fascism. And so it seems that everything it's almost like a hybrid, so to speak.
Most of Hollywood's fun about China, any type of division. Great call. We'll take more calls tomorrow on this. Thank you, Ben. Let's talk to Casey in Michigan, says they're a Muslim. Go ahead, Casey, you're on the air.
Yes. I'm Muslim, and I was born in America. My name's Tracy. You know, like I have straight American generations back. I have 5 children, and I live in Dearborn, that they keep on saying is full of Sharia law. I think that the news and the media has focused on Dearborn because this is the one city in America.
Let me ask you, what's your background? Irish, Scottish, German, what is it?
English.
Okay, so let me guess. So did you end up marrying a Muslim man? Is he from Pakistan or is he a black convert?
No, I learned about Islam because I encountered it when I was like 22. I converted, and then I married a Lebanese man. But I converted on my own first.
And how many children do you have?
So I have 5.
And is that part of Islam's mission? Is that part of Islam's mission?
No, you don't have to have children. There are plenty of women here that have 1 child, 2 child. Some have 4 children.
Let me ask, what does your husband do for a living?
He drives a truck, a delivery truck, local.
And are you guys on SNAP benefits?
I used to be a long time ago when the children were young, but not anymore.
Well, just you understand, like the average Christian has 2 kids, which you understand. You see the thing here. You have 5. You plan to have more?
Right. No, I'm 50 now. Too old.
Yeah.
But my children, they're you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you didn't know their name, if they don't say their name, they're American. And we raised them. We're Americans, and our religion is Muslim, or you know, and Dearborn is talk about Muslims integrating into society. The reason they keep on targeting Dearborn is because before they actually like went to war in Yemen and Syria, and they shipped people here who they selected. Dearborn was a city that Muslims naturally immigrated into for the past.
No, I'm getting sick of some jihadis. Call me back tomorrow. Great call. Thank you. I'm sorry to Sheldon. Don't have time. Here is my report just this morning out hiking in this giant area. They're building a new housing community where they stole the land from everybody. That's a whole other subject. But But I'm explaining the fact that they now admit that geoengineering is going on. We have the head of the EPA admitting it. This is a huge report. It's so important. It's live on X right now. Be sure and share it. And then Harrison Smith takes over in about 10 minutes. But go share the report right now on X at Real Alex Jones. Here is the report on geoengineering. We're totally vindicated. Here it is. All right, I want to show you something. You see? Right there? That's a real 35,000-foot ice crystals forming on the leading edge of the aircraft's wings. Until the early 90s, that's what the trails looked like. And if the atmosphere was right, sometimes they'd be a little bit longer, but would dissipate in a few minutes. They're just ice crystals. But since they began the big secret project that now even the head of the EPA admits is real, and they're investigating, the Department of Energy.
Concerned Americans have urgent and important questions about geoengineering and contrails. The American public deserves and expects honesty and transparency from their government when seeking answers. But for years, people who asked questions in good faith were dismissed, even vilified by the media and their own government. That era is over. The Trump EPA is committed to total transparency. As a result, I tasked my team at EPA to compile a list of everything we know about contrails and geoengineering for the purpose of releasing it to you now publicly. In other words, I want you to know everything I know about these topics and without any exception. Instead of simply dismissing these questions and concerns as baseless conspiracies, we're meeting them head on. We did the legwork, looked at the science, consulted agency experts, and pulled in relevant outside information to put these online resources together. Everything we know about contrails to solar geoengineering will be in there. That means anyone who reads through this information will know as much about these topics as I do as EPA administrator. To anyone who's ever looked up to the streaks in the sky and asked, what the heck is going on? Or seen headlines about private actors and even governments looking to blot out the sun in the name of stopping global warming? We've endeavored to answer all of your questions at the links on your screen. In fact, EPA shares many of the same concerns when it comes to potential threats to human health and the environment, especially from solar geoengineering activities. The enthusiasm for experiments that would pump pollutants into the high atmosphere has set off alarm bells here at the Trump EPA. Prior to now, EPA has never been this proactive to raise awareness about concerns with geoengineering and to stop this activity from being scaled up. This is what it looks like when government actually listens to the will of the people and doesn't try to squash it. You can always trust this administration and this EPA to take your concerns seriously, answer your questions honestly, and carry out the will of voters with integrity.
Suddenly, it stopped. I had not seen blue skies like this on a routine basis in decades. And now I've been out here hiking the last 3 days. And Texas blue skies, baby. And so we're going to be investigating this and breaking this down more. But we're getting real change with Trump. Of course, we have the former CIA director, Brennan, bragging about the project. We have all the documents, but then when you talk about it, oh, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. And we have UN treaties for weather modification. The EU does as well. So again, there it is. There's your ice crystal. Notice it's dissipating behind it. That's a real contrail, not a chemtrail. And there's Mega City Austin. That's
the condensation trail from a passenger jet. That's real. That's natural. That's not weather modification chemtrails.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
Then people ask me, well then, why at 5,000 feet or so do we see these condensation trails that have been hanging there for the last 30 minutes? And that's because there's particula in the lower atmosphere from our vehicles and from potash and from pollen, so that when the planes come into Bergstrom or out and they're leaving ice condensation in very small amounts behind them, it's able to link up with the particula that's in the atmosphere lower down and then form not ice crystals, but small water vapor clouds. So again, a lot of this is naturally occurring because we're terraforming things ourselves, all the particular we put out. But what we haven't seen is the total jacketing from 35,000 feet down with the crisscrossing in that project. And meteorologists have seen a marked change the last 10 months, really the last 8 or so, took a few months to get control of it. And they're not adding the aluminum dioxide, barium salts at the highest levels they were into the main manufacturers of jet fuel. And they have the patents where it's put out through the turbine engines. But that's just one way that this secret project was going on. They also have government spray planes up there. So we'll be examining this a lot more. But again, that's what you have going on right there.
Harrison Smith takes over now, the War Room, Channel I feeds. Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom-fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultramethylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, slash 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the Force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.